Episode 2374, The Buck Stops Here.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous weekend. It is the middle of summer. Come on, are you getting hot and roasted just a little bit? It feels so nice. And maybe you're enjoying some barbecue leftover, not exactly leftover, but you're enjoying it because of the 4th of July. Whatever your excuse is, you know what? Go with it. Because life is too short. You want to live it out to the fullest. Today is Relationship Builders, and there's nothing better than being loved and feeling loved. Today, I want you to focus on your spouse. I want you to focus on your relationship because the buck stops here. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Trying to figure out how you can fix or change your spouse? Now, that's a serious question. The buck stops here to what really works, and what really works will surprise you. Now, first off, let's be real, raw, and honest. You and I both believe that we can fix whatever is wrong with our spouse. We did it before we said I do. We looked at him like, I like this, and this. But if he spends enough time with me, right? You know what I'm talking about. I know I can get him to do this, this, and this. But can you really? The truth is no, N-O. The only person who can change is the one you see in the mirror. Yes, you can only change you. Now, I know this is not new news, but it is breaking news because I want you to look at life a little bit differently through a different lens. For some reason, you and I believe the concept that change happens because of us. It's because of you, right? You have the magical powers. It's because of me. I wave my wand and poof, he is changed. And that's just not true. So why do you keep living in that false reality? Seriously, the reality in which you believe is the reality you achieve. You base your decision on the reality that you see, which is the reality you believe. So instead of taking what is false, change it up for the buck stops here. That's your kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Change it up. Change it up. It's all in your pocket. And what I mean by that is what can be changed is what you control because I owe you. Remember the good old days? Okay, if you don't, just go back there with me anyway and pretend that you do know. It's when you wrote those IOU notes. And I know when I had a crush, and this was like umpteen years ago. We're talking decades upon decades upon decades. I've really got to go back a few more decades, even than that. When it was like, I owe you some time, wink, wink, or something sweet and cute like that. IOUs were great, and they were written actually because you had to wait to the paycheck. And so you would sign your name and write IOU. In relationships, we owe a lot to our spouses, but we also owe a lot to ourselves. And so I want you to think of this as a two-way street, right? The buck stops here. You got to change it up. You're writing the IOU, and it is based on the letters I, O, and U. So it makes it easy to remember. Number one, I, intentional kindness. Nothing works better than kindness. We're great at treating our stranger with kindness, but we're not so great treating our spouse with kindness. We're mean. And sometimes we're downright rude. I mean, I told you, I want you to be real and honest with yourself. Be raw here. Let it all hang out going, yeah, that's me. I know I can be. I can have a tone in my voice and my husband was like, you need to change it. Listen to what you sound like. Now, way back when, he would not say that to me. Now, he does. Why? Well, we've grown. We've figured out how to communicate better. He knows when he can push my buttons and when I can push his. But it also comes with the intention through kindness. We're not out to get each other. And sometimes in relationships, especially in marriage, We want that control. Control does not get you anywhere positive. So you have to relinquish that, and you have to truly lead. The IOU is with intentional kindness. I owe you intentional kindness. Are you giving that to your spouse? Because if not, start there. I promise you, you will see some things change. Number two, O, the IOU, overwhelming laughter. Who doesn't need to laugh? Laughter makes a heart grow fonder. It grows you closer together. I would much rather laugh than cry. And sometimes you need to laugh until you cry. Because also, another thing about laughter is when you laugh, you remember things better. It sticks with you. Yeah, that's a little secret. If you don't know it, use it. Use it on your children. Definitely use it with your spouse. But laughter is incredible. It does so many things for your body. And it does draw you closer together. And so when you think about getting mad at your spouse, just write a little note. I owe you overwhelming laughter. Overwhelming laughter. Maybe you'll get a giggle out of it yourself. And that will help your heart too. And finally, number three, I owe you unconditional love. Here you don't judge or ridicule. You simply love. You need to be accepting of your spouse. You need to see him for who he is. Love your husband. All the quirks. All the perfections and the imperfections. Because I promise you, the imperfections outweigh the perfections. And so enjoy those. It's what makes your spouse yours. Just saying. Because otherwise, you wouldn't have chosen him. So I owe you intentional kindness. I owe you overwhelming laughter. I owe you unconditional love. But when you look at all of those IOUs, right? What did I tell you at the very beginning? I mentioned to you, this is for your spouse, but you'll be surprised. It's really about you accepting the IOU for yourself. You need to write this note to yourself. Here you grow personally, which in turn affects your marriage greater than you trying to change or fix your spouse. It's that reflection that you see. Are you being kind to yourself? Are you laughing at yourself more than criticizing yourself? Because it's easy for us to be critical of that reflection that we see. And are you extending unconditional love? You don't have it right. You don't have it perfect, and you never will. But you can love yourself for who you are and who God created you to be, who you're becoming. It's not about getting everything right all the time, but it's about living out your life to the best that you know how and choosing to IOU not only the person that you said I do to, but the person that you see every single day in the mirror. I owe you intentional kindness, overwhelming laughter, and unconditional love. Today, write yourself an IOU because the buck stops here. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.